September 15th, 2019, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the beginning of every virtue is the moment when holy love first enters the heart. This is the importance of the soul's consent to a deeper relationship with me. I never impose, I invite. These days, my invitation to a deep personal holiness goes unnoticed and deemed unimportant in a world governed by self-love. Excessive self-love is the root of all sin. When the soul allows himself to become more important than love of me, then it is easy for sin to take hold in his heart. This is what you must fear, disordered self-love. If this disordered love were to be conquered in every heart, you would have peace based on personal holiness in the world. Reflect for a moment on the Holy Mother's sorrows. Each one was the result of disordered self-love in the heart of others. Even when the child Jesus was lost, the Holy Mother would not have feared so much for his safety if there was not the danger of the evil in men's hearts. Today, the good heart is faced with competing with evil in every present moment. It is a battle which must be won, not only for the sake of each soul, but for the future of the world. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 6 through 9. Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, what no eye has seen nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, what God has prepared for those who love him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.